Doug Ford is trying to be a hero by driving around Toronto when the police said don't drive around. So let's break down this shoveling video, shall we?
God rest his soul, Mel Lastman had the army, but you're an army of one today. What have you been doing?
Well, I was just picking people up, checking on people, George, like everyone else is helping out. Cars are stuck all over the place.
Sometimes things just fall into place. In the very week I'm set to talk to first-year radio news students about the role of the public relations industry and how to resist inappropriate pressure, the Premier of Ontario pulls a public relations stunt. One day after a new poll shows Doug Ford has the approval of only 30% of the voters, he breaks his long-standing practice of refusing to do news interviews. The day after that poll comes out, there's an extremely rare and powerful snowstorm that stops traffic in Toronto. Police advise anyone who can to stay off the roads. Some highways in the city actually get shut down. But Doug Ford is out driving around, and he wants on the air. Ford's Good Neighbor Act is cynical media manipulation, and newsrooms fall for it. I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, media history, commentary, and analysis. Season 6, Episode 8. The day after the storm, the hashtag Canadian Media Fail is getting some traction. Observers are looking right through the Premier's stunt, and they're questioning the judgment of news workers who gave him airtime. In the opening of this show, we hear Ford being welcomed on air and praised by a morning host on CP24, the local all-news TV channel in Toronto. Ford is shown on screen driving his vehicle while doing the interview, apparently over a video call. Yes, while he's driving. Oddly, I had to get the audio from that bit of video from a handheld video posted to a local news blogging site, the 1236. I'm not finding it by searching CP24 or its socials. Ford is shown helping people, drivers were told, who were stuck in the snow. Now, one story says one of them was one of his staff members. The city did get 35 or 40 centimeters, close to 2 feet of snow. He's digging away with a very small shovel, one might keep in an emergency kit, and he's offering people rides. There's video of people in his vehicle. The Premier is not wearing a mask, nor are his passengers. You can't make this up. But you can't just let it pass either. Radio host Brent Allred at Indy 88, the first voice at the start of this show, puts together a mock play-by-play of Ford scooping the snow.
This is actually a legendary move. There's nowhere for that snow to go but back onto the street. So Doug actually fills his own boots with the snow so he can take it with him so we don't have to deal with it on our drive. It's a maneuver I haven't seen before, but you gotta respect it.
But on the Tuesday morning show on CDTV Toronto, co-host Sid Sixero is beyond humor. He's angry, not just at Ford, but also at broadcasters who fell for the stunt.
I'm offended that he used that for a political stunt. I'm offended that colleagues of mine in this business didn't have enough sense and followed him along for the ride when he barely wants to talk to any of us in the media and then wants attention that day. And I really hope people paid attention to that. I was born, but not yesterday. I know exactly what that was on a day where people needed legit help, and he used it as a photo op.
The Premier also wants to be on the radio. On News Talk 1010, I hear morning host John Moore telling of finding a voicemail from a blocked number on his own cell phone. It's Ford, he says, after years of being turned down when he asks the Premier to come on the air. Ford does make contact with the guy who hosted the morning show before Moore. He reaches Bill Carroll at CFRA in Ottawa. And on Tuesday morning, Ford is on the air. Carroll asks about doing an interview call while driving and about having people in his car without a mask.
Yeah, well, my phone had is positioned in the car, so I wasn't driving and carrying. I wasn't looking at the phone if they saw it. I was looking at the road, and I was going about a mile an hour. But and as for the mask, no deed goes unpunished. I found a mask through all the turmoil and threw it on.
So while the Premier, whose government represents a population of 15 million people, justifies spending a day doing good deeds for individuals, he also there sloughs off the idea of the mask initially, at a time when people in his province cannot legally ride in a car service or transit that way, or go inside a restaurant to eat. Oh, but he's got some good news to pass along while he's on the radio in Ottawa.
Well, it's some positive news. I believe we're going to make some announcements later this week about, you know, going back to other levels of restrictions.
And then on Thursday, Ford announces the current COVID restrictions on businesses and leisure activity will start to be lifted January 31st. It's as if the news media has collectively forgotten. When this round of restrictions was imposed, we were told they could start to lift as soon as January 26th. Some news stories make no reference to that at all. Hashtag media fail. The long con sets in. Ford's communications apparatus gets him on TV being a good guy with a pickup truck, gets him on the radio to justify and tease. The stories go wide with 4.5 months to go before the election. Not every TV station gets him, but don't worry, the premier's office has it covered. In the web story from Global TV News in Toronto, the photo credits read, "Submitted by the Office of the Premier." The communications pros in the Premier's office, public relations staff, use that official high office to manufacture and distribute photos of the Premier's supposed good deeds. Remember, this is a Premier who had a former news reporter document his activities in his early days in office and post video stories to the web to look like news. There are mistakes in judgment in newsrooms, as there can be in any workplace. We need to remember there are public relations communications characters hoping they can get us to make those mistakes. This one was really easy for them. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach podcasting and radio.